The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 48. The Corn Spirit as an Animal. Section 5. The Corn Spirit as a Cat. Again, the corn spirit sometimes takes the form of a cat. Near Kiel, children are warned not to go into the cornfields because the cat sits there. In the Eisnockerberland, they are told, the corn chit will come and fetch you. The corn cat goes in the corn. In some parts of Silesia at mowing the last corn, they say, the cat is caught. And at threshing, the man who gives the last stroke is called the cat. In the neighborhood of Lyons, the last sheaf and the harvest supper are both called the cat. About Vesau, when they cut the last corn, they say, we have the cat by the tail. At Brienken, in Dauphine, at the beginning of reaping, a cat is decked out with ribbons, flowers, and ears of corn. It is called the chit of the bullskin, le chat de bé or de bal. If a reaper is wounded at his work, they make the cat lick the wound. At the close of the reaping, the cat is again decked out with ribbons and ears of corn. Then they dance and make merry. When the dance is over, the girls solemnly strip the cat of its finery. At Grüneberg, in Silesia, the reaper who cuts the last corn goes by the name of the tomcat. He is enveloped in rear stalks and green withes, and is furnished with a long plait tail. Sometimes as a companion he has a man similarly dressed, who is called the female cat. Their duty is to run after people whom they see and to beat them with a long stick. Near Amiens, the expression for finishing the harvest is, they are going to kill the cat. And when the last corn is cut, they kill a cat in the farmyard. At threshing, in some parts of France, a live cat is placed under the last bundle of corn to be threshed, and is struck dead with the flails. Then on Sunday it is roasted and eaten as a holiday dish. In the Vosges Mountains, the close of haymaking or harvest is called catching the cat, killing the dog, or more rarely, catching the hare. The cat, the dog, or the hare is said to be fat or lean according as the crop is good or bad. The man who cuts the last handful of hay or of wheat is said to catch the cat or the hare or to kill the dog.